Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite app, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Download it, Odyssey, the big orange background with the big white A. Once it's downloaded, you look for WILK News Radio, you favorite us, and that's it. You have us. Works seamlessly with your CarPlay, and don't have to worry about the in and out of the mountains here in northeast Pennsylvania. Right now, there's a lot of rain coming down for our area. I know Kurt Aaron, the chief meteorologist, is looking at about 10 o'clock. I think that's on the safe side. There may be a sprinkle around at that point, but it looks like by 7 o'clock now, most of the rain is going to be out of our area. But again, you still have fire up. It's still a lot of humidity in the air. So I think he's being on the safe side, which he should be. He's the chief meteorologist. But looking at the radar, it looks like it's going to be out of our area by about 7-ish. So we're right in the midst of it now, coming down. So be careful out there. If you don't need to be out on the road, don't be out on the road. So these list of Democrat politicians, Debbie Wasserman Schultz specifically, and a few others, about this alligator Alcatraz. And of course, they're crying, the sky is falling, conditions are deplorable, and everything else. Well, Kristi Noem, Secretary of Homeland Security, was on NBC, this weekend and clashed with anchor Kristen Welker over the inhumane conditions at alligator Alcatraz. And listen, there's been tours of this. There's been video through it. It's a detention facility. It is not supposed to be the Ritz-Carlton. That being said, I would highly advise these politicians like Debbie Wasserman Schultz and everybody else who stood with her about how deplorable these conditions are, and they're inhumane, and oh my God, they have to brush their teeth in the same area that they go to the bathroom in. So do I. My sink is across the bathroom from my toilet in the same room. Simple as that. Don't even know what she's talking about half the time. And yes, if you're in a detention facility, a lot of times there's the toilet on the bottom and the top portion is the sink. That's the way detention facilities are designed, mainly because detainees break them all the time, so they need to be stainless steel, one-piece units that do not take up a lot of space because there is confined space. But here's the thing. These talking head politicians and these NBC anchors who want to talk about all this thing because they got their talking point memo that morning from the DNC, have they ever not been to, let's say, a police station in a large urban city like New York or L.A. or any of the other places? Have they ever not been to a military barracks at an army base or a marine base or on a ship on the Navy where there's thousands of sailors and their facilities? I would say probably not. And I know this is going to be a shock to a lot of people, but they're not the cleanest places. They're not the most humane places that there is on Earth. A matter of fact, I tried looking back. Four of the places that I were assigned to in the police department were condemned, the buildings. We could not drink the water in three of them. We could not use the water in two of them. And there was asbestos, black mold, and everything else in another one, which was finally, after years of complaints, condemned and knocked down. So these are the type of places that they put NYPD officers in New York City. Because, again, space is limited. You have a lot of people working in a small, confined space. Just the way it is. They're old buildings. They're dilapidated. They weren't taken care of. Our military bases, you could go online and see video after video of flooding and sewer overflows and black mold and water that's contaminated. There's lawsuits over that to this day and still happening. Places to where you can't drink the water. There are parts on ship where you cannot use the bathrooms because they're in a certain area and can't discharge their waste. There are certain areas where the water cannot be used because of an issue and it needs to be redone. It happens all the time, but they don't seem to care about our men and women in the military. They don't care about our first responders and public servants that are out there. They don't care about that, but they want to care about these illegal immigrants, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them with criminal records. And, I got into that too. They gave a listing of a bunch of these illegal immigrants who have extensive criminal records, from raping children to manslaughter to all these things. I don't care if they arrest 20 to 50 illegal immigrants who are just here illegally, if they could catch one of those individuals and get them out of here. It's worth it. Because, again, they're all here illegally. It's what they did during broken windows, right? Quality of life offenses. Jaywalking, jumping the turnstile, graffiti, urinating in public. They arrested you for those things, and then they found out that, hey, you have a gun. Hey, you have drugs. Hey, you have warrants for more important things. Well, hey, you were jumping the turnstile to go on the rob on the subway to rob people. So if you want to use broken windows tactics in illegal immigrants in immigration, fine, by all means, do that. And I really don't care, because if you're here illegally, it's as simple as that. You're here illegally. Not that that should be the one that's targeted, but if you're targeting others and happen to come across them, well, you're not just going to say, sorry, you get a pass, we're going to let you go today. But it's interesting, because even the United States Naval Academy, one of our premier educational institutions, equal to Ivy Institutes across the world, there is literally a series of books about Chester the Midshipman Mouse, because Bancroft Hall, which is the largest dormitory in the nation, it houses 4,800 midshipmen, is infested with mice, and there's nothing they can do about it. Now, I'm sure everybody can agree that mice where you live are not sanitary, right? There's also bugs and roaches, and every once in a while they have an outbreak of bed bugs, because you have 4,000 midshipmen from around the nation, sometimes around the world, coming to one place if their suitcase or their bedding or their clothing is contaminated. But they do a good job of sealing that room off and treating it, and they deal with bed bugs very good. Other than that, yes, you do have your water bugs. Yes, you do have your roaches. Yes, you do have your mice, to where you can go online again and find where midshipmen catch them and keep them as pets, because the place is infested so much. If you sleep in Bancroft Hall in the drop ceiling, you can hear them running back and forth above your head, inches away from where you sleep. It's as simple as that. So it's amazing that these people are so out there. We're going to hold press conferences. We're going to just say how disgusting and deplorable this is. But meanwhile, our men and women in our military, our law enforcement and fire department members are out there. Listen, I guarantee you that some of the firehouses here in our area of Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and some of the others have issues with rodents, have issues with bugs, have issues with things, have issues with mold, have issues with flooding and backup of sewage. These things happen. But you don't see these politicians jumping up and saying, hey, we need better. We need to build these facilities better for these people. They need sanitary, respectful areas for them. They don't care, because it's not a political gain. They can't stand up there and say, well, you know what? These people here illegally, we're going to fight for them because it's politically popular now. It makes me the opposition. But never said a word about our men and women in our military and all the other things that I just described to you. Like I said, I worked in four facilities that were all condemned. Black mold. I mean, places where the air quality was, you could only spend a certain amount of time in there. The vehicle that I drove around in for months after 9/11, which we could not even drive down to the pound. It had to be picked up by a flatbed and towed down because it was so contaminated. It took them until July of 2002, to finally have the results that our car that we took down on 9/11, September 11th, 2001, it took them till July of 2002 to get us the results that car was so contaminated, it couldn't even be driven down to the yard where it was going to be crushed. It had to be picked up. They had to pay to have it picked up with a flatbed and driven down. But let's talk about illegal immigrants and criminals in a detention facility on their way to be deported. This is the priorities of elected officials. These are the priorities of news anchors on such like NBC, Kristen Walker, who wants to challenge inhumane conditions. Ladies and gentlemen, there's inhumane conditions at hundreds, if not thousands, of military establishments and law enforcement and first responder establishments right now. They don't seem to care about that, do they? as the rain is pounding on the roof here in Pittston. Let me tell you about the Goodfeet store, located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard, across from the Olive Garden. Listen, I've had these arch supports for over 2 years. I change them in and out of my shoes, from my sneakers, my Brooks running shoes, to my Hey Dudes, which I love during the summer, slip them on and slip them off. And they have made such a difference. If you wear Hey Dudes, if you wear anything like that, there's really no arch supports. They're comfortable as hell, but there's no arch supports. These things fit right under the sole. They stay put, and they give me the support I need to where I can continue to wear the shoes I love all summer long. And I have 8 different pairs of Hey Dudes, from my American flag Hey Dudes to my Navy Hey Dudes to my regular casual summer Hey Dudes. And if you don't know what Hey Dudes are, they're a style of shoe, like Skechers or something like that, but they're real comfortable. You could do what I do. You walk into 1945 Commerce Boulevard here in Scranton. You can call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com, because you're not going anywhere without Goodfeet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, where we try and make the best of a crappy day. It's 427, 74 degrees. The rain is coming down, and it is flooding in our area. There is some pooling water, so be careful. If you don't need to be on the road, don't be on the road. You see this tragic story where this individual, after a traffic stop, shot a state trooper. That state trooper is expected to survive. Carjacked a car and then went to this Kentucky church where he killed 2 women. Now, he is alleged to have some sort of contact or some sort of alignment with this church that he went to, this Richmond Road Baptist Church in southwest Lexington. But he began shooting people when he got there. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church. But again, everything's preliminary at this time. The suspect, who is not immediately identified, was later killed by Lexington police. This is just a tragic situation all around. It began after the trooper pulled over a vehicle near the airport, Lexington Police Chief Lawrence Weathers told a news conference. After shooting the trooper, the suspect carjacked a vehicle and fled to the Richmond Road Baptist Church. Unknown why he targeted these individuals, unknown the motive. Did he just snap, or was he on his way to this church to begin with? And being stopped by the state trooper was just a coincidence. I guess we'll find out more as the investigation goes, but definitely a community in mourning. Definitely. Please pray for everyone affected by the senseless acts of violence, and let's give thanks to the swift response to the Lexington Police Department and Kentucky State Police, said Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky on a social media post. So that's what we have on that story now, and I'm sure more will come out. No doubt a troubled individual did not hurt the individual that he carjacked, thankfully. So again, just looking at it on the superficial stance of what I'm seeing, very preliminary, was he on his way to this church anyway and just happened to be stopped by a state trooper? Was he distracted thinking about what he was planning to do when he got to the church? State trooper sees some erratic driving, or sees somebody not paying attention, or maybe on a phone, or whatever the situation may be. We'll find that out later, since the state trooper will thankfully survive. Pulls him over, and he removes the obstacle of the state trooper being there. Carjacks a car for whatever reason, and then heads to the church, and where he supposedly has some sort of connection to, and kills 2 women. Just tragedy all around, and we're seeing a lot of that lately. It's 4:30 at WILK. It's going to be time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 4:37, 73 degrees on this Monday, July 14th. It's time in the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Today we have 2. We're going to start off with Trooper Michael Paul Stewart III, Pennsylvania State Police, in 2017 on this day. He was killed in a vehicle crash on Route 711 at Route 271 split in Legionnaire Township, Westmoreland County, at approximately 2:20 a.m. His patrol SUV was traveling southbound when a garbage truck attempted to turn left onto the roadway in front of it, causing a collision. Trooper Stewart suffered fatal injuries in the crash, and his partner suffered minor injuries. He had served with the Pennsylvania State Police for 3.5 years. Next, we have Policeman Charles Henry Stockberger, Philadelphia Police Department. On this day, July 14th in 1933, Policeman Stockberger was shot and killed during a wild gun battle with three robbers who took a $6,720 payroll from the Allied Kid Company Quaker City Division near 5th and Huntington Streets. Policeman Stockberger was shot as he tried to stop the robbers who made their escape along with their driver. The four suspects were identified as members of the infamous Tri-State Gang responsible for several murders and robberies in the Northeast. On November 1st of 1933, two of the suspects were found lying beside the road near Camden, New Jersey. Both have been shot. One was dead and the other survived. To identify Anthony Cugino as one of the four and one of who shot them to avoid betrayal. On July 22nd, 1934, Cugino stabbed to death in the third suspect in Chicago, Illinois. A month later, the FBI declared Cugino public enemy number one. And on September 9th, 1935, Cugino was captured in New York City and confessed that he killed Policeman Stockberger. That night, he hung himself in the city jail. The suspect who survived the shooting was convicted of Policeman Stockberger's murder and sentenced to death. His sentence was later commuted to life, and he was paroled in December of 1955. A year later, he was arrested in Philadelphia after he robbed a used car dealer. Anthony Cugino was the primary suspect in the murder of Policeman James Garvey of the New York City Police Department on April 21st, 1934. Officials also suspected him as being the one who concealed two pistols inside a baked turkey that was sent to two prisoners in the Richmond, Virginia City Jail. The two who had been sentenced to death for murder shot and killed Patrolman William Toot, the Richmond Police Department. Quite a story there, huh? It is 4:40 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? On this day, July 14th through history, let's see what we have on this day. 1798, the Sedition Act becomes law. President John Adams signed the Sedition Act into law. This controversial measure made it a crime to publish false, scandalous, and malicious writing against the government or its officials. It was heavily criticized for violating the First Amendment and was a key issue in the presidential election of 1800. 1881, Billy the Kid was killed. Although more of a Wild West legend than a traditional U.S. historic figure, Billy the Kid, the infamous outlaw, was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. His death became a symbol of the end of the Old West era. Makes a hell of a story, though, right? 1933, the Nazi Party banned in the U.S. Amid rising global concerns over Adolf Hitler's regime, the U.S. government officially condemned the Nazi Party and moved to restrict its influence domestically. Though not a formal law, it marked growing U.S. unease with fascism prior to World War II. And now we have socialists running for government positions. How fun, huh? Mm-hmm. 1946, Dr. Spock publishes Baby and Child Care. Dr. Benjamin Spock, famous book, the common sense book of baby and child care, was publicized. It revolutionized parenting in the U.S., emphasizing affection and understanding, and sold over 50 million copies. Amazing, right? I understand he's a doctor, but common sense, emphasizing affection and understanding as a parent for babies. And it sold over 50 million copies. I guess what you should know maternally or paternally I guess you need some reassurance and read it in a book where 50 million copies have been sold. To be honest, you know, when I had our first child, I guess we got the what to expect when expecting, because when you're a parent, it's the first time, right? It's okay being a kid, but once you're the parent, all things change. 1965, NASA launches Mariner 4 data. NASA's Mariner 4 spacecraft began transmitting the first ever close-up images of Mars, marking the historic achievement in space exploration and U.S. technological prowess during the height of the space race. Again, this was 1965. 2003, the CIA leak scandal, Plam affair. Journalist Robert Novak publicly named Valerie Plam as the CIA operative. This disclosure sparked a major political scandal, an investigation into the Bush administration's handling of classified information. Remember that? 2003. Some notable Americans born on this day. Gerald Ford. Yep. July 14th, 1913. 38th President of the United States. Woody Guthrie, 1912. Folk music legend known for This Land Is Your Land. And Jane Lynch, 1960. Emmy-winning actress and comedian known for Glee. What else do we have today? Some bonus context today, Bastille Day and U.S.-French connection. Today is also Bastille Day, France's national holiday. The French Revolution's democratic ideals deeply inspired America's founders and the U.S.-France alliance, essential during the Revolutionary War. So while not America, Bastille Day hosts symbolic meaning in U.S. history. And that's pretty much today in U.S. history. Oh, 4 pages of it. I'm getting the font bigger because I kind of keep it dark in here. I'm having more and more trouble seeing what I print out here. Other than that, we got Jake back in the booth. Hey, Jake, how you doing? Jake had was not here, well, most of Friday. And now he's back at it. You could tell by the music, I'm sure. And if you've called, you've spoken to him on the phone. It's good to have you back, my friend.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be back.
Jake and his wife bought pizza for the entire office today, though most of it. How many pies did you bring in? It was brought in?
6.
6 pies, and there was a half a pie when I got here.
Yeah.
Left. That's what we deal with here in the studios. I mean, they bring... Well, that was an in-depth computer-generated warning now, wasn't it? They're going to sweep children away now? How serious are we supposed to take these computer-generated warnings? Couldn't they get some dude or some lady to say, hey, be careful out there. A lot of rain coming. So where were we saying Jake's back, and he brought 6 pizzas in. There was half a pizza left by the time I got in. And that goes for anything. You know, they bring in 2 or 3 dozen donuts in the morning. There's nothing here. Empty boxes in there. They don't even clean up the empty boxes.
No, but, they don't.
You know, I was able to get a slice, so I did get one. That. First thing Jake asked me when I got in, he goes, did you have some pizza? And yeah. I said, as soon as I'm done here, I'm heading in there. And like I said, there was only half a pie left, so I'm glad I did. There's probably nothing left now.
Probably nothing left, I would imagine, yeah.
Yep. But it's good to have you back, Jake.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing the pizza in to you and Kelly.
Oh, I mean,
I'm sure everybody appreciated it because we don't have that many people who work here. And for 6 pies, 5.5 pies to go. I'm estimating that people had 4 slices each.
It was a fantastic idea. It was a great idea that Kelly came up with this past Friday. A lot of people that listen to the station, listen to the show, listen to Sue Henry's show, obviously they know 2025 has not been easy for Kelly and I. And June 27th, we lost our dog, Bee. She was only 13. She suffered from kidney failure. Bryce... somehow, some way. I mean, he's 17, he's deaf and blind and having trouble walking lately, especially with his back legs. And Kelly scheduled an appointment this past Friday, and it was for 3:30. And it's when you have animals and you see one struggling, like Bryce has been struggling for the past 2 years especially, and just knowing that Kelly was going to have to go all by herself, like it killed me. And I went into Jason's office a little after 11 on Friday, talked for 15 minutes, explained everything that was going on. I figured, hey, like at least I'm going to try. You know, you can't be promised or guaranteed anything, but at least I'm going to try. And man, he went to work instantly, texted a couple people, made a couple calls, and said, you know, give me 10, 15 minutes. And I mean, he worked on it for like a good 40 minutes or so, and then told me that I was good to go by 12:30. And the main concern at that point from Jason, from you, from Sue Henry, Johnny, EJ, Tyler, Paula, so many people. I mean, there were so many things that shifted as far as the rest of the afternoon went. And instantly people, their concern was myself, my wife Kelly, and our dog Bryce. And it just speaks volumes to this company, to this building. It speaks volumes that when times get tough, that you have a great support system and people rally around you like that. That makes for a great team. That makes for teamwork. And we're forever indebted to all that support. And Kelly came up with the idea on Friday. And again, it's just so comforting to know how many people are in your corner when times get tough.
Yeah, you know what it is? I think everybody that you just named has or had pets. So, you know, it wasn't hard
their
for
family.
Them. It wasn't hard for them to understand that. So, you know, I apologize for what you had to go through. You know, we've talked about it a couple of times with my own losses when it came to our pets. But it's good to have you back, my friend.
Oh, it's great to be back. It definitely is. Thank you.
It's, it's 4:57 here at WILK. We'll be back. Well, it's bringing us right to the 5 o'clock hour here on WILK News Radio. I was just going to say the paving in Blakely and Archibald is going to begin soon. As soon as the company is done up on Montage Mountain, they will be moving operations to those streets in Blakely and Archibald. So just be advised there will be paving headed your way shortly. So if you travel in that area, just be aware. It's coming up on 5 o'clock here on WILK News Radio. We'll be back after the break with more of your top news for the afternoon.